The Bethel Boat Harbor is a crowded place this time of year as hundreds of travelers head to and from the villages. But the harbor has become an easy target for theft. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Parking is limited at Bethel's small boat harbor. There are usually 300 to 400 trucks, cars, and boat trailers parked on land, and up to 300 boats packed into the small lake that makes up the harbor. The Bethel Port Department oversees all of this activity, selling around 800 to 900 permits a year to boat owners to use the harbor. And every year, the city's department sees some theft at the launch site, occasionally. But it's nothing like what they're seeing there today.
With the price of gas being what it is, gas is quite a bit of money, so some of this is getting maybe to be a little bit on the serious side.
Pete Williams is the harbor master and the acting port director. He's been in Bethel for 25 years and is seeing the amount of theft increase this year. He says the perpetrators are after one main commodity, gasoline.
And if there's a fishing rod or something like that, they might snatch that. That's been kind of the mystery, is that they're not really over there stealing everything in the boat. They're just after the gas.
Bethel's gasoline is at $6 a gallon, and it's much higher in the surrounding villages. Boats are easy targets because gas is often in small containers that can be quickly grabbed and carried away. The city has port attendance workers at the boat harbor most hours of the day and night. There are also surveillance cameras. The port is pursuing upgrades to their surveillance system because Williams says the cameras are outdated.
All we can really do at the moment is if we happen to know the guy's walk or cut of his coat or shape of his car, and we'll go after him on that premise, but it's just a little bit out of date, and we can't. The resolution is such that it isn't good enough to use in court.
The Bethel Port Department is telling residents to keep an eye out for each other's property and suggests residents get locking caps for their gas tanks. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.